in union with the saint whose face you are painting.
But what exactly is the triumph of orthodoxy, as shown in our painting at the British Museum? To find out, we've got to go back about 700 years. Given the centrality of icons in Orthodox worship and the fervour with which they're described, it comes as a shock to discover that for 150 years they were not only forbidden in Orthodox churches, but actively sought out and smashed. Around the year 700, the Byzantine Empire nearly succumbed to the armies of a new faith, Islam. In striking distinction to Christianity, Islam forbade the use of religious images, yet it was clearly an alarmingly successful faith. Had Christianity taken a wrong turn? Was it breaking the second commandment, the one that forbids the making of graven images? Was the state church on the wrong road? Was that why the military campaigns were going so badly? Suddenly, the use of images in church seemed to raise a huge and fundamental political question. Dermot McCulloch again.
Can you picture God, or can't you? The huge dispute in the Byzantine Empire is one of those classic instances where that simple question is debated and becomes an issue which is actually very political, just splits the empire down the middle. What happened in the Byzantine Empire was that it met an extraordinary trauma, which was Islam. Came from nowhere and smashed the empire into smithereens. And naturally, the Byzantines wondered, what's this all about? Why is God favouring these Muslims who come from nowhere? And the one big thing which struck them about Islam was that there were no pictures of God, and that this might be the answer. That if you turn Christianity away from having pictures of God, then the Byzantine Empire might get God's favour back. And that seems to be one of the big motives in attacking images,